The Austrian artists Natasha Gundaker and Joachim Berger, she an actress and puppeteer, he a musician, have made a play dubbed Agathe Notnagel and Mr. Neighbor. The sweet shyness of the main character combined with the swing music and the freeness of improvisation has a fresh appeal for young and old. If you want to start an evening out with a good mood, this play is definitely not a bad choice. As the name of the play suggests, there is more to Agathe Notnagel than just her apparent shyness.
This person seems to be very shy.
And in her world, I guess she lives alone. And she has no one to talk to. And also the story with her neighbor, maybe she is in love with her neighbor. But they don't connect really.
So this is a kind of nice tension between the lonely woman and her neighbor.
Natasha Gundaker presents her pieces with a combination of acting, puppeteering, body language and facial expressions, which play a game with the viewer, who has no choice but to react. It's clear that if the actress wouldn't use sound, she could easily interpret the whole play in mime. And here is what the play has to offer.
It's puppetry, it's mime physical theater, it's object theater, and it's live music. And we both, Joachim and me, we write these kind of numbers together, and we make also many numbers out of improvisation.
As we mentioned earlier, the name Notnagel has a certain meaning.
It means some artist fell out, and Agathe Notnagel has to jump in, and this is the meaning of the word Notnagel.
Joachim Berger, with his live music act, supports the flow of the story and works as a catalyst in the play.
The musical concept is also that if some movements take more time, because I always watch Agathe Notnagel, and if some movement or anything takes longer or shorter, I just can play longer and shorter. Yeah, and I also try to compose music that fits to the universe of Agathe Notnagel, because I think she's stuck, her fashion is stuck in the end of the 50s, and she also is a, how can I say, a very cocky woman, and the music for this time for cocky people was swing, and so I try to do swing clichés.